Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is Deathless Life. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Science and Hope with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymns are 359, 135, and 218. 1 Corinthians, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Genesis. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Matthew. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all, and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And to every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Romans. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 Corinthians. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. and this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. Science and Health. Can a leaden bullet deprive a man of life, that is, of God, who is man's life? Our master reappeared to his students. To their apprehension, he arose from the grave on the third day of his ascending thought, and so presented to them the certain sense of eternal life. Jesus said substantially, He that believeth in me shall not see death. That is, he who perceives the true idea of life loses his belief in death. Belief in sickness and death, as certainly as belief in sin, tends to shut out the true sense of life and health. Question. What is life? Answer. Life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit. Life is without beginning and without end. Eternity, not time, expresses the thought of life, and time is no part of eternity. One ceases in proportion as the other is recognized. Time is finite. Eternity is forever infinite. Life is the origin and ultimate of man, never attainable through death, but gained by walking in the pathway of truth, both before and after that which is called death. The fact that the Christ or truth overcame and still overcomes death proves the King of Terrors to be but a mortal belief or error, which truth destroys with the spiritual evidences of life. And this shows that what appears to the senses to be death is but a mortal illusion. For to the real man and the real universe, there is no death process. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. The corpse, deserted by thought, is cold and decays, but it never suffers. Science declares that man is subject to mind. Mortal mind affirms that mind is subordinate to the body, that the body is dying, that it must be buried and decomposed into dust. But mortal mind's affirmation is not true. Mortals waken from the dream of death with bodies unseen by those who think that they bury the body. If man did not exist before the material organization began, he could not exist after the body is disintegrated. If we live after death and are immortal, we must have lived before birth. For if life ever had any beginning, it must also have an ending, even according to the calculations of natural science. God is divine life, and life is no more confined to the forms which reflect it than substance is in its shadow. If life were in mortal man or material things, it would be subject to their limitations and would end in death. Life is neither in nor of matter. What is termed matter is unknown to spirit, which includes in itself all substance and is life eternal. Matter is a human concept. Life is not limited. Death and finiteness are unknown to life. Death is but another phase of a dream that existence can be material. Nothing can interfere with the harmony of being, nor end the existence of man in science. Man is the same after as before a bone is broken or the body guillotined. If man is never to overcome death, why do the scriptures say the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death? The tenor of the word shows that we shall obtain the victory over death in proportion as we overcome sin. It is a sin to believe that aught can overpower omnipotent and eternal life. And this life must be brought to light by the understanding that there is no death, as well as by other graces of spirit. Sin brought death, and death will disappear with the disappearance of sin. Man is immortal, and the body cannot die because matter has no life to surrender. The human concepts named matter, death, disease, sickness, and sin are all that can be destroyed. Life is the law of soul, even the law of the spirit of truth, and soul is never without its representative. Man's individual being can no more die nor disappear in unconsciousness than can soul, for both are immortal. The dream of death must be mastered by mind here or hereafter. Thought will waken from its own material declaration, I am dead, to catch this trumpet word of truth, there is no death, no inaction, diseased action, overaction, nor reaction. Genesis. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Science and Health. This account is given not of immortal man, but of mortal man, and of sin, which is temporal. Eve's declaration, I have gotten a man from the Lord, supposes God to be the author of sin and sin's progeny. Error begins by reckoning life as separate from spirit, thus sapping the foundations of immortality, as if life and immortality were something which matter can both give and take away. Genesis. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. Science and Health. Cain is the type of mortal and material man conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. He is not the type of truth and love. Material in origin and sense, he brings a material offering to God. Genesis. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Science and Health. The erroneous belief that life, substance, and intelligence can be material ruptures the life and brotherhood of man at the very outset. Genesis. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth. Science and Health. The belief of life in matter sins at every step. Material beliefs would slay the spiritual idea whenever and wherever it appears. Though error hides behind a lie and excuses guilt, error cannot forever be concealed. Genesis. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod. Science and Health. The sinful misconception of life as something less than God, having no truth to support it, falls back upon itself. This error, after reaching the climax of suffering, yields to truth and returns to dust. But it is only mortal man, and not the real man who dies. The image of spirit cannot be effaced, since it is the idea of truth and changes not, but becomes more beautifully apparent at error's demise. In divine science, the material man is shut out from the presence of God. The five corporeal senses cannot take cognizance of spirit. They cannot come into his presence and must dwell in dreamland until mortals arrive at the understanding that material life, with all its sin, sickness, and death, is an illusion, against which divine science is engaged in a warfare of extermination. Truth has but one reply to all error, to sin, sickness, and death. Dust, nothingness, thou art, and unto dust, nothingness, shalt thou return. As in Adam, error, all die, even so in Christ, truth, shall all be made alive. If the belief in death were obliterated and the understanding obtained that there is no death, this would be a tree of life known by its fruits. When it is learned that disease cannot destroy life and that mortals are not saved from sin or sickness by death, this understanding will quicken into newness of life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal, says Jesus, is, not shall be. And then he defines everlasting life as a present knowledge of his Father and of himself. The knowledge of love, truth, and life. One moment of divine consciousness or the spiritual understanding of life and love is a foretaste of eternity. This exalted view obtained and retained when the science of being is understood would bridge over with life discerned spiritually the interval of death. And man would be in the full consciousness of his immortality and eternal harmony, where sin, sickness, and death are unknown. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. This concludes the readings.